So this is Gary Thompson, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, today we're going to talk a little bit about physical security for the laptops, especially that we carry around. What are some of the thoughts you have about physical security?
There are a lot of options today for securing your laptop and your data. Depending on your situation, the data might be worth a lot more than the laptop itself. And some of these include basic things like locking up your laptop and go as far as encrypting the data on your hard drive.
I noticed that there's a problem more and more with international travel. I was in Australia not too long ago, and they had a lot of problem with someone who would stand behind you in the security line and somebody would be ahead of you, and the person ahead of you would drop their change and it would slow you down, and then their accomplice on the other side of the security pass-through would pick up your briefcase. And I actually had my briefcase and my laptop stolen. So I know sometimes people have to go to extremes to protect themselves, but sometimes the simplest thing that can really make a difference.
Well, yes, when I'm at the airport and I travel a lot, I always put my laptop on second under the belt, second to last. The last thing that goes on are my shoes, because if your shoes are the last thing through, you're not going to forget anything.
I also
don't put my laptop through until I'm ready to walk through. So if there's a line of baggage on the belt, I'm not going to go through that X-ray machine myself until my laptop's already gotten onto the belt and the next item behind it is, because sometimes they back the belts up. So that's one way to protect against the scam where you've got two people working in conjunction ahead and behind you.
What about locks? And, do you use a laptop lock at this point?
I personally do use a laptop lock. Anytime I leave my computer in the hotel room, I'm going to lock it up. Depending on what data is on my hard drive, in some cases I'll carry an anti-static bag with me and physically remove the hard drive from the laptop and take that with me. However, one of the mistakes people use when they use the laptop locks is when they unlock the laptop, they won't immediately change the combination. The combination has to be set both to unlock it and to lock it again. Well, if you unlock that lock and just put the lock down, someone near you can see what your combination is and store that information for future reference.
Well, I know that there is not only a concern in terms of traveling with laptops with a lot more sensitive data that is being stolen, and we read about that fairly often now that you're required by law to report that. But from an IT manager's perspective, what should they be thinking about both inside the company as more towers are replaced with laptops, as well as suggestions for employees when they go out? Should they be providing them with locks? I mean, what kinds of things might they help them with?
Well, one of the components, obviously, is going to be policy. The policies have to be well-written and very clearly communicated. There are some databases and other information that just should not be taken home on a laptop under any circumstances. You want to leave them on the servers in the office. If someone has a legitimate need to take sensitive data home with them, then you really should be encrypting that data, whether it's the specific data itself or potentially even the entire hard drive itself. There are products that will allow you to encrypt the entire hard drive, and if that data, that drive, gets stolen, be it alone or in the laptop, it's going to be useless to any attacker for several years if it's encrypted well.
Well, that's something I actually hadn't thought about. I would imagine the IT managers then would want to make sure that that all of the laptops that they're responsible for are encrypted. Is that a difficult thing for them to do if you have hundreds of laptops in the organization?
It's certainly a labor-intensive task to get it set up. Once it's set up, it goes pretty well. But the IT manager has to be concerned not only with the solution that allows them to enforce encryption, but also to have key management. So if the user forgets their password, the IT manager has a password and can decrypt or retrieve that data as well. So it's not a real simple thing. However, it's not overly complex, especially in today's security arena where there are so many aspects of security to take into account.
Yeah, it's one of the things that surprises me when I read about a laptop that's stolen with files on, you know, thousands of customers and their social security numbers. It seems really unbelievable that those hard drives wouldn't be encrypted. And I assume it's just a password that you need to then get into your drive, right?
Well, if it's not encrypted, you don't need a password. All you need to do is take the drive out and put it into another machine that you've got administrative access on. And now all that data is there for you to get.
But without taking the hard drive out of the machine, what are the requirements for the user? Again, don't you have to have a password?
Well, for a user to access their data, they have to have the password.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
But if the data is not encrypted, then for an attacker who gets physical access to the machine, if they can take the hard drive out, there's nothing between them and the data. So in the case of a stolen laptop, passwords for access to the laptop itself, as opposed to the data, are pretty useless. They don't stop anyone. That's why you need to encrypt the data on the hard drive.
I see. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And why wouldn't or why aren't IT managers doing this, especially with highly sensitive data? Is it something that is really costly, or any ideas as to why we don't see more encryption going on? It would seem that if you had your laptop stolen with lots and lots of customer records, to be able to say, well, it was encrypted, would at least provide some sense of assurance to the customers out there.
Correct. I think to some extent it's education. To another extent, it may very well be resources. If management doesn't understand what the potential risk and exposure is, they may not allocate the budget to the IT department for the IT department to do what all needs to be done. And at that point, the IT department's probably going to focus their resources first on securing the corporate network itself. Part of the problem also is determining, does that data actually belong on a device that's being removed from the corporation? So, again, policy is part of the defense in depth, if you will. Encrypting the hard drive is one level, but in some cases there's no excuse for that data even being on the device that's leaving the corporate perimeter.
Yeah, I've often wondered how they managed to get it out in the first place, or why they felt it was important to be outside. Although I was with a friend of mine, a CEO of a company, in a trip to New York, and he inadvertently forgot his laptop in a cab. And actually, it was a driver, and we tried to get a hold of the car, and the individual had literally quit his job and taken off. It took us about 3 days to recover the laptop. In that case, with the CEO, of course, he had some very, very sensitive documents about an upcoming acquisition. So I'm certain he went back to the IT department and said, look, we've got to have a better solution moving forward. But that makes sense for IT managers to point out the problems that exist, and there are plenty of examples in the news they can use to get the money to have the laptop secured. I read something this morning that talked about some 65% of security issues are currently around loss of laptops, at least in terms of what people are most concerned about. Any other security advice, physical security advice that we might want to mention?
Well, one of the obvious things that probably isn't so obvious to some people is if you lock your suitcases, which in today's world you're probably using a TSA-approved lock, but if you're using a combination lock on your suitcase and the combination is the same as what you're using for your laptop, you need to make sure that every time you unlock that lock, it becomes a habit that you immediately twist the dial so that your combination isn't visible. Because that's just a simple, easy-to-overlook step that gives away the combination to all of your locks if you're using it on all of your locks. And then your laptop lock has no security. If someone goes into your hotel room and they see your suitcase sitting unlocked and the lock set to the combination that's required to open and close it. If your laptop's locked to the table, what combination are they going to try first?
Right, right. That makes sense. Although you raise an interesting point, like my passport, I rarely leave my laptop in my room. If I'm out of that room, that laptop is in my or on my person the entire time. Are there things I should be thinking about when I travel that would where I could avoid literally carrying it with me everywhere?
Depending on what you need the laptop for, you may or may not be able to leave the laptop behind. Some of the PDAs have enough functionality that people can travel without them. In my case, that probably wouldn't be feasible. However, a small screwdriver is legal to carry with you on the airplanes nowadays, and it's generally pretty simple to remove a hard drive from a laptop. So you could actually lock up the laptop in the room and take the hard drive with you and carry it on your person. Really, the laptop locks themselves, although they're made out of really sturdy metals, they can be beaten. The real security is making it a less attractive target. At a hotel, unless you're being targeted, most thieves want to get in and out really quickly. So if your valuables are locked up pretty securely and it's going to take time to get to them, they'll move to another room. So it's kind of like the old story of the guys trying to run away from the bear and the one saying, "You can't run faster than the bear." And he says, "I don't have to. I just have to be faster than you."
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, going back to my first story, when I had my bag stolen in Australia, this was sort of frightening because I had put my briefcase down for under a minute and someone tapped me on the shoulder. I turned to my left. He said, "Where's the flight to Bangkok?" And I said, "Oh, I'm on that flight. It's just right down there." As I was gesturing, his accomplice on my right side picked up my bag and was gone before I even knew the bag had been taken. And my first surprise was thinking that anyone would steal a briefcase to begin with. But in going to the shopkeeper, she said, "Oh, yes, that happens all the time. Chances are they'll find the nearest restroom and unload all the valuable contents and be in and out within literally minutes." And I saw a bathroom very close by, ran down there, found my empty bag, and the laptop was gone along with my cell phone and about 2 weeks worth of valuable notes. So being vigilant, I guess, is one of the most significant aspects of physical security.
There are some really, really nice laptop bags and briefcases out there, and I don't buy the nice leather ones. I buy one that doesn't look like it's expensive because I don't want to make it look like, hey, here's someone that's got some money.
Right. Well, very good. If any of our listeners have questions, please feel free to contact us at
askeset@eset.com. That's askeset@eset.com.
Well, Randy, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And this is Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams with the Malware Report.